Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of commercial metals company, ticker symbol CMC, listed on the NYSE. If you're looking to understand whether this steel and metal products giant is a worthy addition to your portfolio, you've come to the right place. We'll cover everything from their financials and valuation to recent performance and long-term potential. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. Commercial Metals Company, or CMC, isn't exactly a household name like Apple or Tesla, but it plays a critical role in the industrial and construction sectors. Based in Irving, Texas, CMC has been around since 1915. That's over a century of experience in manufacturing, recycling, and fabricating steel and metal products. They're a key player in the basic materials sector, and with infrastructure spending on the rise globally, companies like CMC could be poised for some serious growth. Stick with me as we unpack their story, their numbers, and whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell. Let's start with a closer look at who Commercial Metals Company really is. As I mentioned, CMC was founded in 1915 and has grown into a major force in the steel industry. They operate across the United States, Poland, and other international markets, producing everything from steel rebar and wire rod to downstream products like fencing and concrete reinforcements. Their business model is vertically integrated, meaning they handle everything from raw material recycling to finished steel products, which helps them control costs and maintain supply chain efficiency. With over 13,000 employees and a market cap of approximately $8.07 billion as of the latest data, CMC is a mid-cap stock with a strong footprint in both domestic and international markets. Their CEO, Peter R. Matt, has been steering the ship with a focus on sustainability and innovation, something we'll touch on later. For now, just know that CMC isn't just a steel producer. They're a solutions provider in an industry that's often overlooked, but absolutely essential to global growth. Now let's talk money, specifically CMC's revenue streams. For the fiscal year 2025, CMC reported total revenue of about $7.8 billion, which is a slight dip from $7.93 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by product segments, steel products are their bread and butter, contributing $3.29 billion, or roughly 42% of total revenue. Downstream products like fabricated steel used in construction brought in $2.29 billion, while raw material products added another $1.33 billion. Other categories, like construction and ground stabilization products, make up smaller but still significant chunks. Geographically, the United States dominates their revenue at $6.22 billion, about 80% of the total. Poland contributes $617 million, and other regions account for $965 million. This heavy reliance on the U.S. market is both a strength and a risk, especially with potential economic slowdowns or policy changes affecting infrastructure spending. Still, their diversified product line shows they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, which I like to see in a cyclical industry like steel. Moving on to earnings, let's see how profitable CMC has been. For fiscal year 2025, their net income took a significant hit, coming in at just $84.66 million, down from $485.49 million in 2024. That translates to an EPS of 75 cents compared to 4.9 cents the previous year. Ouch, that's a steep drop, and it's something investors need to pay attention to. Operating income also fell from $693.6 million to $519.9 million, indicating some operational challenges or margin pressures, likely tied to fluctuating steel prices or higher input costs. The key takeaway here? While revenue has remained relatively stable, profitability has taken a hit. This could be a temporary blip due to market conditions, but it's a red flag we'll explore further when we look at their financial statements. But for now, these numbers signal caution. CMC's ability to control costs and navigate industry headwinds will be critical. Unfortunately, I don't have access to the latest earnings call transcript summary for Q2 2025 or beyond to share management's commentary. However, based on recent news from sources like Zacks and Benzinga, there's optimism around CMC's momentum and potential for higher earnings in Q1 2026. Analysts are revising forecasts upward, which could signal confidence in operational improvements or market conditions. I'll keep an eye out for the upcoming earnings release on January 8, 2026, and I encourage you to check the call for management's take on margins and demand outlook. For now, let's move to the broader financial picture. Let's dive into CMC's financial statements for a clearer view of their health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, total assets stand at $7.17 billion, up from $6.82 billion in 2024, showing some growth in their asset base. Cash and equivalents are a healthy $1.04 billion, which is a nice liquidity cushion. Total liabilities are $2.98 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.32, which is quite manageable compared to industry peers. Current ratio is a strong 2.78, indicating they can cover short-term obligations easily. Moving to profitability metrics, return on equity is a disappointing 2.08% for 2025, down sharply from prior years, reflecting the drop in net income. Return on invested capital is 6.87%, which is decent but not stellar. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow for 2025 was $715 million, down from $899.7 million in 2024, but free cash flow remains positive at $312.2 million. They're still investing heavily, with $402.8 million in capital expenditures, which could be a sign of confidence in future growth. Overall, the balance sheet looks solid, but profitability and cash flow trends are a bit concerning, given the earnings dip. Now, let's tackle valuation. At a current stock price of $72.69, CMC has a trailing PE ratio of 94.7, which is alarmingly high compared to the steel industry average of about 30. This suggests the market is pricing in significant future growth, or the stock might be overvalued given the recent earnings drop. Price-to-sales ratio is 1.02, which is more reasonable and aligns with industry norms. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026 and beyond, analysts peg the ratio between 11.8 and 13.1, a drastic drop from the current trailing figure, indicating expectations of much stronger earnings ahead. Enterprise value is $8.28 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 3.92%, there's some value for long-term investors if earnings recover. Dividend yield is modest at 1%, with an annual dividend of 72 per share, so this isn't a big income play. My take? The high trailing PE raises red flags, but if forward estimates hold, there could be upside. We'll circle back to this with intrinsic value later. Let's break down CMC's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, CMC has a solid foothold in the U.S. steel market, with 80% of revenue from domestic operations and a diversified product portfolio that mitigates risk across segments. Their balance sheet is strong, with low debt and ample liquidity. Weaknesses include the sharp decline in profitability for 2025. Net income dropped over 80% year over year, signaling operational or market challenges. Their heavy reliance on the U.S. market also exposes them to regional economic slowdowns. On the opportunities side, infrastructure spending globally, especially in the U.S., with potential government initiatives, could drive demand for steel products. Their recent sustainability report for 2025 highlights a focus on ESG, which could attract socially conscious investors. Threats include cyclical industry risks, steel prices are volatile, and rising input costs or trade tariffs could squeeze margins further. Competition in the steel space is fierce, and any economic downturn could hit demand hard. Overall, CMC has a strong foundation but needs to address profitability to capitalize on growth opportunities. Let's check out CMC's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 4.45%, and over the last month, it's gained 9.1%. Zooming out, the three-month return is an impressive 26.22%, six-month is 43.46%, and year-over-year, it's up 49.76%. Over 5 years, CMC has delivered a whopping 215.6% return, significantly outperforming the broader market and its steel industry peers, which are up 88.29% over the same period. Looking at the chart, the stock is riding a strong uptrend, supported by positive momentum indicators as noted in recent Zacks articles. Short term, I'd watch for resistance around $75. If it breaks, we could see further gains. However, with a beta of 1.49, it's more volatile than the market, so expect some bumps. For long-term investors, this performance is encouraging, but the high PE suggests caution on entry points. Now let's estimate CMC's intrinsic value to see if it's fairly priced. I'm using a discounted cash flow DCF model for this, projecting future free cash flows based on historical data and conservative growth assumptions. For 2025, free cash flow was $312.2 million, down from $575.4 million in 2024. I'll assume a 5% growth rate over the next 5 years, reflecting industry cycles and potential infrastructure demand, then a terminal growth rate of 2.5%. Using a discount rate of 8%, factoring in CMC's beta and market risk, let's run the numbers. I'm also cross-referencing this with comparable PE and PS multiples in the steel sector to ensure we're grounded. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value of around $65 per share, which is below the current price of $72.69. This indicates CMC might be slightly overvalued at the moment, aligning with the high trailing PE ratio. However, if earnings rebound as forward estimates suggest, the intrinsic value could rise closer to $80-$85 per share. Compared to industry peers, CMC's valuation metrics are mixed. PS is reasonable, but PE is a standout concern. My takeaway? There's potential here, but I'd wait for a pullback or stronger earnings confirmation before jumping in. All right, let's wrap this up. Commercial Metals Company offers a compelling mix of long-term growth potential and cyclical risk. Their strong balance sheet and market position are positives, but the 2025 earnings drop and high valuation are red flags for me. Recent stock performance is impressive, with nearly 50% gains over the past year, but I'm cautious given the overvaluation signal from my intrinsic value estimate. For long-term investors, CMC could be a play on infrastructure spending, but timing your entry will be key. What do you think? Are you bullish on CMC, or do the profitability concerns hold you back? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear them. If you found this analysis helpful, please like the video, subscribe for more deep dives, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss the next one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.